And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thanks so much for being here.
Always good.
Okay, so it is election season, and so you're going to give us a look at what's happening with cannabis. What can we expect this year as we're going into voting?
Yeah, I found it interesting. There's nothing on state ballots. There's no questions or initiatives on state ballots concerning marijuana for the elections next month. Please vote. Everybody should vote. But there is one in Colorado Springs. And voters will decide on a pair of local ordinances, the first to determine whether or not to allow the city's existing medical cannabis dispensaries to transition into adult use retailers, and the second asks voters to approve a 5% local tax on sales involving those products. And Colorado Springs, I remember, they have several medical shops that they've had even before legalization. But the city itself has not okayed adult shops, which means any adult shop near Colorado Springs is a big seller because people like marijuana. We always keep saying that, and that people in Colorado Springs do too.
So to clarify real quick, they had medical shops before recreational,
yeah.
And now there's no recreational marijuana in Colorado Springs. So,
no.
Okay.
And that's what they're voting on is whether to allow that. And, you know, other states are making the effort to legalize finally. President Joe Biden announced pardons for anyone who had committed a federal crime who merely used cannabis. And that's a start. It's a good start, but that's probably as far as he's going to go. I doubt if he'll go too much further, and he hasn't changed his position on legal marijuana since in the last 20 years, so I don't think he's going to do much. But several states are trying to get legalized cannabis for adults. In Arkansas, groups handed in more than double the signatures needed to qualify for the ballot. And days later, the Board of Elections Commissioners voted to deny the ballot title, saying that it doesn't accurately reflect the true scope of the initiative and that some elements of the proposal might be confusing to voters. Yeah. But Arkansas advocates then filed a lawsuit with the state Supreme Court challenging that decision, and justices have ruled that the proposal must appear on the election ballot, but they have yet to determine whether the votes will be counted.
Huh.
So we'll see what happens there in Arkansas. In Maryland, lawmakers approved legislation placing a constitutional amendment before voters on the question of legalizing marijuana for adults. State lawmakers also approved another complementary legislation which defines marijuana possession limits and facilitates the automatic review and expungement of past criminal records. That's a good thing. But there are no provisions for establishing rules and regulations, so the legislature's going to have to settle that later. So again, it'll take a few years there. Missouri voters are facing a citizens' initiative to allow adults to buy and use marijuana while allowing criminal records to be expunged. That one is about 50-50. Advocates say the measure will broaden industry participation to include small business owners and disadvantaged populations, but some pro-cannabis groups don't think it goes far enough, so they're against it. And it also makes some improvements to the state's existing medical marijuana access program, which Missouri voters voted in a few years ago. North Dakota voters face a ballot initiative which would allow adults to possess up to 1 ounce of cannabis and cultivate up to 3 plants in their homes. It's going to create a process for licensing retail cannabis stores, product manufacturers, testing laboratories. We need all that stuff, and other types of cannabis businesses. And it directs regulators to establish rules and implement the adult use cannabis program by October 1st, 2023. So Maryland, North Dakota is quite a ways off, but in South Dakota, right there, for the second consecutive election, voters in South Dakota are going to decide on a ballot measure to legalize marijuana. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, and others have stymied the industry thus far. They've come up with ways to stop it, to slow it, and so now they have to vote again on it. This one allows adults to possess up to 1 ounce and home cultivate three plants, but it doesn't seek to establish a regulatory framework, so it's still going to take a while there. And finally, in Oklahoma, state that made medical cannabis legal a few years ago. It's a red state, made it very easy to get a license and to grow cannabis and to sell cannabis. But they're going to have to wait till next year. This just happened this week. They're going to ask voters on a special election on March 7th because the signature verification process took twice as long as they thought it would. They had a different one. And the governor claims that voters were misled when they previously approved medical cannabis legalization. They didn't, but that's what the Republicans like to say. And in June, he signed legislation which imposed a moratorium on the issuance of any new cannabis business licenses. It had been crazy there before. So this is just going to slow that. And he said he personally opposes legalizing marijuana, but he will go with the vote of the people. And I talked to a person down there last year about this time, and I asked him about the legalization effort. And he said, "We don't need it. Anybody can get a card, and until recently, a license to sell it." So there are things going on around the country. We'll see what happens.
It's so interesting to see every state doing it kind of their own way, which in one sense is nice. It's kind of a build your own and what fits your community.
But soon we may have 50 states all with different rules and regulations.
And that is odd, isn't it?
But the other side to it is, you know, the federal legislation is close or closer, but that would create the same kinds of problems. I mean, every state is different. So
it does seem like there's a whole lot of watching what everyone else is doing and picking the parts that you like and leaving the parts that don't. And sometimes that's problematic and sometimes it's not. And that's
great. You know, a lot of Colorado legislatures have been called by people in other legislatures, you know, asking about that very thing. What's good about legalization? What hasn't worked? And, you know, Colorado has been a state that, you know, for instance, at the beginning, there was a problem with edibles and the state took care of that. But I also talked to a legislator and he said, I said, "How long are they going to continue to make little changes in the marijuana laws?" And he says, "Well, we're still doing it for alcohol."
Yep, that's a long road ahead still.
Long road ahead. This is going
to
be long.
All the more reason to get it right every chance possible. So Leland, thank you for keeping us in the loop. And you can catch the Cannabis Report the first and third Thursday of every month here on KGNU. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.